Was that term used around here?
Yes, I think it was. I've heard lagniappe, I guess, all my life. But, you know, it is a French term, and we do have a lot of French, and I don't know whether that's just something that was here or just that... I just have heard lagniappe.
Be about, like, bayou or...
Yeah, I think that there's some things that that I don't know whether they're from the Acadian French influence or whether it was just... I really don't know why I've always heard it, but I know about a lagniappe. And I don't remember when I learned it.
Have you ever heard of pilon?
No.
The same thing. And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And say if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the sofa and...
take a nap.
Or what, down?
Lie down.
And you say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just... what, bed? He just
lay in bed.
And... talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dreamed.
And often when I go to sleep,
I dream.
But I can't always remember what I have...
dreamed.
You say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I...
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor...
You stamp or stomp.
Which would you call
stamp it? Is what... what you ought to say, but stomp is just a, I don't know, it's just a sort of a word you use quickly, and you know it's wrong, and you don't care.
And you say she walked up to the altar, and she, what, down?
Knelt down.
And if you saw a friend of yours walking home alone, and you had your car, you'd say, can I?
Give you a lift.
Or can I?
Or give you a ride. Pick you up.
What, you home? Can I?
Drive you home.
Do you ever say carry you home, or take you home?
No, I've heard carry a lot, but it's just not one of the things I happen to use. It's a little country.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
pull it.
And the other way.
Push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
carried it.
Any other expressions?
No, I mean, I've heard tote and this sort of thing, but it wouldn't be... tote really is what I think colored people usually use. And I've noticed that some of the little... drive-ins will be picking tote and that sort of thing, but it wouldn't be anything I'd use.
Do you ever, what would you say if it was something that was very, well, maybe not so much heavy, but very bulky to hold on to and very inconvenient to carry? You'd say, I had to, what, that heavy suitcase, I had to.
You might have had to drag it or struggle, I don't.
Do you ever say lug it or pack it?
Well, I might, but, I mean, they're terms I'm familiar with, but don't. I might use it.
Which would you?
Probably in a heavy suitcase. I had to lug that heavy suitcase around. I might use that.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so.
Don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
Get me my hammer.
And... a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
And the tree you can touch and be safe.
Home base.
And in football you run toward the...
goal.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more...
chance.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, he's got a good sense of...
humor.
And you'd say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will...
get rid of them.
Do you ever say get shed of them?
No.
And say if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody...
took it.
Anything else you'd say?
Stole it.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and...
pick some flowers.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a...
toy.
Any other names?
Well, whatever the toy was, a ball, plaything.
Do you ever hear...